Hey guys, welcome back to Freedom Within. This is Keena Nicole, and today we are speaking about self-confidence and image. I have had people just come to me sometimes and ask me, Keena, how did you become so confident with speaking on camera and just having faith that whoever is listening even is interested in what you have to say? So there are two ways that you are seen as an individual every single day. Number one is how you view yourself. So how you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you view yourself, how you look at yourself is very, very important because it has a direct reflection on number two, how the world sees you. So how you view yourself on the inside, how you see yourself on the inside reflects of how other people perceive you on the outside. So for some reason, we look at ourselves every single day in a way that limits us. Guys, we look at ourselves in a way that limits us. And I became aware that I was limiting my greatness. So the first thing that you have to do to jump over this barrier of just believing that you aren't confident and believing that you don't have an amazing inner image, you have to become aware of the fact of your thinking. Are those thoughts that you have about yourself, are they good for you? How do you feel about yourself on a daily basis? And once you become aware of how you are treating yourself, you must switch what you're giving your attention to. Because guys, when you give your whatever you give your attention to becomes yours, it becomes your reality. So if you are giving your attention to lack, you become or feel like you lack in everything that you do. If you give your attention to non-potential, you will become or feel that you have no potential in your life. If you give your attention to limitedness, you will feel and just believe that you are limited in every single thing that you do. So you must shift what your thoughts are, because guys, thoughts are things. So what you focus on is what becomes a reality. So when you begin to focus on potential, when you begin to focus on abundance, when you begin to focus on greatness, you become those things. Every single day, what I do is I figure out, okay, who is that higher Keena and what characteristics does she have? Okay, she definitely doesn't think that she is unworthy. What does your higher form of yourself look like? How does he or she walk? How does he or she talk? How does he or she feel about certain things when it comes to personality? Okay, so you must step into the shoes of your higher self and act upon whoever he or she is every single day. I operate upon the Keena that I am becoming every single day. The old Keena would not speak on this recording and give you guys value for things that have helped me. The old Keena would think that no one wants to listen. But the higher Keena, my higher self, she's like, oh no, every single room that I walk into lights up from my presence, okay? She believes that she is a queen and she knows that she can impact individuals all around the world. So what does your higher self think and feel? Become that every single day. Your higher self definitely does not give his or her attention to lack. So you must start tapping into your own potential right now as I'm speaking. We allow too many things to affect our reality. So shout out to the four agreements. Let's actually talk about that for a second. So we assume so many things all the time, and we take a lot of things personally. So we assume that people won't want to listen to what we have to say. We assume that people won't want to listen to our story and our experiences. We assume that we can't do what the next person has already accomplished because we don't have whatever they might have at the beginning, right? We are comparing our journeys to every single person around us. So we just assume assume that no one cares because we really don't care, right? We don't care to listen to ourselves. So why do we think that anyone else would listen to us? And when I say that we don't care to listen to ourselves, guys, if you don't tap into your greatness because you believe that whatever you want to achieve is impossible for you, then you don't even respect your own wishes. You don't even listen to yourself. You don't even listen to what you want. So why do you think that anyone else would listen to you? Why do you think that anyone else would respect you? You don't even tap into your own greatness because you keep limiting yourself every single day. So I need you guys to start doing this with me, okay? Become the higher form of who you know you can be, and stop keeping yourself stuck in whatever place or thoughts that you're having right now. So to achieve that self-confidence and inner image, you must switch how you talk and feel. The feeling is the most important thing, okay? If you feel like you lack confidence, you must begin to tell yourself, I know I am so confident in everything that I do. You must switch. It's like a little switch. Imagine flicking on a light. Okay, a lot of people keep thinking that the light is gonna come on, but they keep having the switch down. Okay, flick it up, guys, and start switching on your greatness and become who you are truly meant to be. Undevelop all of that lack that you have programmed into your mind and actually start programming yourself with what you actually want, okay? So that is all that I wanted to speak about here today on Freedom Within. I hope that you start tapping into your self-confidence and your inner image because you are more than what you think you are, okay? And you have creative intelligence. We are all human beings. We are the highest forms of all things. So that means that you have creative intelligence. You have creative and imaginations. You have potential. But until you actually start believing that you can be potent, okay? Until you start believing that you can be more than whoever you think you are now, then you won't reap the benefits of who is so. That is all on Freedom Within today. This is Keena Nicole signing out, and I hope that you guys utilize this into becoming everything that you were meant to be.